Hi there, Miss Grant.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Miss Grant. My name is Lupe, speaking on a recorded line. I'm calling you in regards for the Jeppo Provera lawsuit inquiry. Do you still need some assistance with that, Miss Grant?
Yes.
All right, no worries. So, did you already get an attorney to assist you? Miss Grant, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
All right, no worries. And then, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
You said what?
Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I took a Depo shot in January.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And then, were you diagnosed with a meningioma tumor after taking Depo Provera?
Yes.
All right, and then that was for at least 1 year, correct? Taking the depo? All right, I see. I'm really sorry to hear that. And then I did say we are on a recorded line, correct?
Yes.
All right, and then, all righty. And then, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? Or most importantly, Ms. Grant, you haven't signed documents with another law firm, is that correct?
You said what?
You haven't.
Because you were talking too fast.
No worries. Yeah, basically what that question is asking is, AK, you haven't signed documents with another law firm.
You said, did I sign documents for it?
No, I'm asking if you haven't signed legal documents with another law firm to be represented for this lawsuit, for the Depo Provera lawsuit. You haven't signed anything else, right? You haven't signed any documents.
No.
But the okay. No worries. And then, so you are willing to affirm, and then, would you be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
My brain.
Okay, no worries. And I'm really sorry to hear that once again. And then what would be the date of your diagnosis when they, you know, diagnose you with a meningioma?
April 13th,
2020. 2020? Okay. All right. And I got the date of diagnosis at April 13th, 2020. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you for confirming that. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both? Do you remember?
What'd you say again? I'm sorry.
You're fine. Don't apologize. You're fine. I said, was it a CT scan, MRI scan, or both? Do you recall?
It was both.
It was both? Okay. So that was the method. And then can you please provide me with your date of birth?
2/25/98.
I got you. So you said 2/25/1998. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that. All right, 2/25/1998. And then do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera?
No.
No worries. And then did you use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
All righty. And then do you recall which injectable you used? Was it just a Depo Provera? Do you recall if it was called the Depo Sub Q Provera, or was it a generic version?
You said, which one did I use?
Yeah, was it just the Depo Provera? Do you recall that which injectable? Was it just Depo Provera? Was it Depo Sub Q Provera? Or do you recall?
It was the, which one I did?
You're fine, take your time. Yeah, because it's saying which injectable did you use? And there's, yeah. So there's just Depo Provera, and then after that it's Depo Sub Q Provera. Then after, it's just a generic version. Do you recall?
I used the
Depo Provera?
You said which one? Yes, that one.
Okay, no worries. Okay, so you said Depo Provera. That was injectable. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for that. So you never used the generic version, correct? That would be
No.
a no? Okay. And then did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
I use Depo-Provera.
Take your time. If you want, we'll start off with the usage years, and then I'll ask these questions, okay? So first off, we're gonna start off when you first started using Depo-Provera, okay? We're gonna start off with the year you first started using Depo. So what would be the year we
I started taking Depo shots in January 2017 and stopped in March 2020.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that, okay? I wrote that down so I don't forget that. All right, and then when you started in January of 2017, do you recall what day in January it was, or is this it just safe to put the 1st of January of that year?
Just to put the January that year.
The fir so just the 1st of
I don't
January.
know what day.
Okay. It's safe to just put the 1st of January then, right? To 2017.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And then when you stopped in April of 2020, is it safe to just put the 1st of that March of 2020? Or,
Yes.
okay, thank you for that. I'm gonna put that down here for you, okay?
Yes.
So I got 1/1/2017 when you started, and then I got 3/1/2020 when you stopped. Okay, so this would make these questions a little bit easier to answer. So it's asking, did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum? That would be of yes, of course, since you did use it for over 1 year, correct? Alrighty. And then within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections before being diagnosed? Is that correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then did you use Depo-Provera between 1992 through the present date? Which I would be a yes, of course, because you already
Yes.
answered that question through the usage years. So thank you for that. And then for the recorded line, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then I have the spelling of your first name as AJEYA. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that. I'm just gonna put that here for you. And then do you have a middle name? Since I could just put the initial here for you.
J.
J, as in, okay. J. J. And then your last name I have spelled as GRANT, as in Grant, correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Putting that here. And then is there any suffix in your name, like a junior or senior, the second? Nothing like that, correct?
No.
Thank you. Alrighty. And then what would be your marital status? Would it be single, married, divorced,
Yes,
widowed,
single.
single? Okay. And then can you please provide me with your social in order for the attorneys to pull up your medical records?
2206.
6. And then thank you. That would be the last four, correct? Thank you for that. And then can you please just confirm I have the email here correct? I already have an auto-populated email here from you. STA.AJEYA@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that. And then your primary phone number here I have in file is 267-902-4658. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that. And then I have a primary phone number. Is it a your pri is your primary phone number a mobile phone number?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. So what's gonna happen now after we're done with this intake? We're almost done here. After I hit the submit button, it's gonna send over some documents that require some signatures on your end. After they're signed, it's gonna take a couple business days for the attorneys to reach out to you to let you know the next steps. What's the best contact preference for you? Would it be a phone call, a text message, or an email from the attorneys?
It could be a phone call.
Phone call?
It
Okay.
could be
And
either way. Oh, or tech. Oh, you said a text message?
well, there's three methods, and it only lets me choose one. But in the additional notes, if you want me to put, I could put down for contact preference. The client
Yeah.
prefers any way to be contacted if you want. But what would be your best method to just put down for now? Would it be phone? Okay. And then what would be the best time of day for them to contact you? Would it be
In the
morning?
morning.
More okay. Thank you. And then can you please provide me your home address?
1218 Elbridge Street.
Is that Philadelphia, PA?
Mm-hmm.
I found it right here. Thank you for that. Let's see here. I'm gonna reconfirm it with you as well, but before I do, is there a unit number or an apartment letter or number that I should be aware of? Okay, so it's a house. I see. Okay. I'm gonna reconfirm the address for you. Just confirm if it's correct. I got 1218, and then the spelling of the street name, I got Elbridge Street, which is Elbridge Street, and then I got for the city Philadelphia County, and then state Pennsylvania, zip code 191111. Thank you. Alrighty. And then do you recall the diagnosing doctor, the doctor who diagnosed you?
You said what?
You're fine. I said if do you recall the diagnosing doctor name? The doctor who diagnosed you?
The doctor was. Oh, hold on, I'm trying to think.
Take your time.
What's the name? Dr. Aaron. I think it's Dr. Aaron Sheffer, Sheffer.
Sheffer. Is Aaron spelled Erin? Oh, that's Aaron. Or is it AA?
A
Oh, okay, I
A
see
R
you.
O N.
No, I understand. Thank you. That was Aaron. It's AARON. I got you. Sheffer. And that would be in Pennsylvania. Let me look that up. Oh, I found him right here. Gynecologist Aaron Sheffer. Yep, I found him right here. Philadelphia, PA. Thank you for that. And then, do you recall the diagnosing facility name? Basically, the hospital where he diagnosed you. Do you recall the name of that?
Thomas Jefferson
Thank you for that. Thomas Jefferson Hospital.
University Hospital.
I found it right here. Thank you for that, though. I found it at 111 South 11th Street, Philadelphia, PA. Thank you for that. Yep. Made it so much easier to find. Alrighty. I got the name here. I got the address right here. All right. And then was there any prior cancer diagnosis?
Was there any prior cancer? Mm-mm, no.
No? Well, I'm really glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear you weren't diagnosed with any cancer prior. next question here, it's asking for your treating doctor name. Would it be Aaron as well?
My treating doctor?
Yeah. Was it
Yeah.
okay. Thank you for that. And that was at Thomas as well, right, where he treated you?
Yes.
Alrighty, thank you for that. Got the name here. Alrighty. All right. And then who is your prescribing doctor? Would it be your
Wait,
family?
hold on. You wait.
Yeah, no, go on, go on. What were you
I'm
saying?
sorry. So you said my or so you said my treating doctor?
Yeah.
Okay. I made a mistake.
You're good. No, you're good. Whatever you need me to change, I can change here for you, okay?
Yes. It was Noah Levinson. It's NOAH.
I got the first name. What would be the, how do you spell the last name?
Levinson.
I found him right here. He came up right away. It wasn't hard to find. So thank you for that, okay? And thank you for
Yes.
making that correction. Catching that right away.
Yeah, I had to think. I'm sorry.
Don't, no, you're fine. You don't have to apologize. I know this is a while back too, so this takes a little memory to remember all this. So
Yeah.
no worries. So I got Noah here for your treating doctor, okay? And then was he treating you at Thomas Jefferson as well? Was it at a different hospital?
At Temple University.
Temple University. Okay, I got you. Temple. Temple University. Was it a hospital? Temple University Hospital. Alrighty. Oh yeah, it came up right here. Yeah, Temple University Hospital, main campus. Found it right here. And the address I have here for Temple is 3401 North Broad Street, Philadelphia, PA. Thank you. Alrighty. And then who would be your prescribing doctor? So it wouldn't necessarily be for the depot. I believe it's just in general who would be your prescribing. Who prescribes you medication? Would it be.
Hold on, I gotta think.
You're good. Take your time.
I forgot the name.
Why you think of that? Do you recall what pharmacy you go pick it up at? Is it like at a CVS, Walgreens, Walmart, at a hospital?
You said, say that again.
No, I said we'll get back to the prescribing while you think about that. I was just asking for the pharmacy name. Do you recall the pharmacy name where you go pick up the prescriptions at? Would it be like at a CVS, Walgreens, Walmart? Do you recall?
Like when I went to go get my medicine.
Yeah, will you pick up your prescriptions? Do you go like at a Walmart, at a CVS?
Yes, a CVS.
CVS? Okay. So we'll start with that, okay? So I'll give you time
Okay.
to. Yeah, 'cause we're almost done here. We can just go back to the prescribing information. It's just asking for the doctor who prescribed who's your prescribing doctor and then just their facility name and that should be it. But so you said that was a CVS. Do you know the address of that CVS by any chance? I can help you look for that too if you give me like a street name maybe.
I think it was somewhere. Oh, hold on, I think it was like really a while back.
No, I know. That's what I was saying earlier. I know it may take some time, to think this over because I know it was a while back. So no worries. Take your time.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
You're good. I think we should be good for the pharmacy section, okay? So you do you, but by any chance do you recall like the street? Is it like near your home CVS or is it like the near the hospital?
No, it was like close to near the hospital.
Oh, okay. What hospital was it nearby? I can try to name some and see if they ring the bell.
Broad Street.
Grove Street, you said?
No, Broad Street.
Oh, Broad Street.
I think it was at a Walgreens
At a
near the
Walgreens and Broad
hospital.
Street? Okay, let me look that up. Walgreens. You know the zip code by any chance?
No, it's a Walgreens right there on Broad Street, on Broad and Huntington Park, I think.
I think I found it. Is it 4201 North Broad Street, Philadelphia, PA 19140 Walgreens? All right, perfect. Let me look at the maps just to double confirm. Try to see what's. It looks like it's kind of close to a hunting park. All right, perfect. It looks like we found it. All right, so we got the pharmacy section done here. So let me put that in here for you. 4201. Alrighty. Walgreens. All right. And then do you have a copy of the medical records for the meningioma?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then how would you be able to provide these medical records for the attorneys? Would it be by mail, electronically, or both?
Could be both.
Both? Okay. And then just this last question, and we just could go back to the prescribing information. Would you like to provide an emergency contact? It's totally optional.
No.
No? Okay. Alrighty. All right. So now just going back to your prescribing information, your prescribing doctor information. That should be the last question that I should need on the intake in order to send these documents over, okay? Do you recall, who would be the doctor prescribed? If not, it's okay. Do you know the facility where he was at, the doctor who's your prescribing doctor?
What the Noah thing met him?
You said Noah Levinson, or you saying the doctor? Or you saying the facility name for the where he was at, the prescribing doctor?
The doctor, the prescribing doctor.
Yeah.
I thought I gave you, hold on.
Oh no, you just gave me your treating and diagnosing. We were just stuck on the prescribing information part. Because I got for your diagnosing, we got Aaron Schaffer, and then we got treating for Noah Levinson at Temple for your treating, and then we just needed your prescribing. Was it any of those? Was it Noah Levinson or Aaron, whoever prescribed you at a certain point? If not, it's okay. I don't really need the prescribing doctor name. We could just go with a facility where he's located.
Hold on, I'm thinking that.
You're good. All right, I'm gonna put you on a minute hold while you think that over. I believe we can move on with that without that information though. But just I'm gonna give you some time to think that over though, okay? I'm gonna
All
put you on a
right,
minute hold, okay? All right, thank you so much for with me. All right, Miss Grant.
Yeah.
All right. So the attorney should be able to pull up your all your medical records, but to the best of your knowledge, do you recall any of the doctors, like you're treating or diagnosing, ever like giving you any prescriptions at all at a certain point? Like any type of medication?
Yes.
Who would it be? Do you recall if it was Noah or was it Aaron?
You said that when they gave me my medicine.
Yeah, when they prescribe, because it's just asking for a prescribing doctor, a prescribing facility name. So, any medication at all. Do you
was
remember?
Aaron.
Aaron? Okay, no worries. So I got Aaron's information already, okay? So that should be easy to fill in. Thank you for that. Alrighty, so let me look this over before I send this through. Everything looks great. Just looking through the intake over, okay? Bear with me here. Making sure I didn't miss any sections on my end, but everything looks great. Just click the submit button. It should be coming in any second now. I sent it through a text message and an email as well, under guadalupe@mastortstrategies.com, okay? All right.
Okay.
So now it just says successfully sent, so you should receive it any second now, okay? Just let me know when you receive it.
So sign it.
Yeah. But you did you receive it though? I just want to confirm. Oh, perfect. Okay. So now that you received it, yeah, click on the link, open up that documents, look them over, sign them. If you have any questions, I'm gonna be on mute. I'm on the other line, so just call me over. But I'm gonna be prepping up a text message to send over you with all the attorney information, okay, with my direct number, okay? All righty, so just call me over if you need any questions. I'll be on mute, prepping up a text message to send over to you.
All right.
All right, thank you. All right, Miss Grant. I just refreshed my page and it says completed on my end. So you did a great job. I just want to confirm, did you receive my text message from a 949 area code? That should be my direct number. Did you get a text message? Oh, perfect. So yeah, it's the message just starts off by saying hi, your name, and then this is Guadalupe. And then I provided with the all the attorney information, basically just the name and then phone number. They should be expecting a call in a couple of business days. But yeah, like I said earlier, they're just gonna basically let you know the next step is basically what's gonna be happening afterwards. In a couple of business days, it shouldn't take too long since you already signed the documents already, okay? All right. And then do you have any other more questions for me before I let you?
Did you get the document?
No. Yeah. That's what I said. I refreshed my page and it says completed on my end. So you're great. You did a great job. You're fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, like I said before, it shouldn't take too long for the attorneys to reach out to you since you already signed them already. Okay.
Are they
All
gonna
right.
ask me the questions?
Oh no. Yeah, they're actually gonna reach out to you just to basically let you know the next steps of what to be expecting moving forward. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and then if you have any other questions, feel free to call or text me on that direct number I texted you on, 'cause this isn't a callback number, the one we're on right now, but that 949 area code number I texted you on is a callback number, so feel free to even give that number out to people who may have been affected using Depo as well. But yeah, is there any more questions you may have?
No, thank you.
All right, Ms. Grant, well, it was a pleasure talking to you. You have a blessed day and happy
Thank you, you too.
holidays.
Thank you,
Thank you
you
so
too.
much. Bye-bye.